Time now for the 12:15 news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your Country Financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast, mostly sunny with a high of 82. Tonight, clear with a low of 62. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. One was taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital after a two-car crash at the intersection of Delaware and First Streets in Fairfield this morning. Fairfield police have not released many specifics regarding the accident, but they have said that one driver appeared to run a red light, leading to the collision in the intersection. An ambulance was called to the scene, taking one driver to the emergency room for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The other driver remained at the scene. In addition to damage to both vehicles, a lamppost in the parking lot east of the First United Methodist Church was reportedly destroyed. More news next.
Hi, folks. This is Sandy at Gale Sales and Service. Is your old freezer about to bite the dust? Well, we've got the answer for you. Through September, we are offering $75 off on our 25-cubic-foot Frigidaire chest freezer while supplies last. You can take organization to the next level with heavy-duty adjustable plastic baskets with color-coordinated clips that snap on and can be used to organize items by categories or purchase date so items are easier to find. Come see us today at Gale Sales and Service to take advantage of these savings and get service after the sale.
Cisney Key Market is ready to serve their customers. They are known for their meat counter and pricing. Specials include family size Lay's or Doritos, two for $5. A gallon of Prairie Farms 2% milk for just $2.99. High Top Sugar, 4-pound bag, $1.99. 10 pounds of russet potatoes for $3.49. Whole chickens $1.29 a pound and ground round $3.99 a pound. Stop by Cisney Key Market this week and take advantage of the specials. Cisney Key Market, on the square in Cisney.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Get the good stuff. Napa, get the good stuff.
In other news, the Fairfield Police Department has received numerous reports of another scam circulating the area, where a resident will receive a phone call from an entity claiming to be the IRS. The police department would like to remind area residents that the IRS will not make phone calls to them. Anyone who is involved in a phone conversation with someone claiming to be with the IRS is advised to simply hang the phone up. A truck driver was killed yesterday after failing to stop when entering the Goshen Road rest area on I-64 in Jefferson County at about 6:20 p.m. Emergency personnel reportedly performed a minor extrication to get the driver out of his truck, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. According to state police reports, the driver, whose name has not been released, first struck a tree and then struck a parked truck occupied by 62-year-old St. Louis resident Roosevelt Brown. The impact of the crash pushed Brown's truck into a second parked rig, occupied by 48-year-old David Smith of El Paso, Texas. Brown was transported to Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon with non-life-threatening injuries, and Smith was not injured. 55-year-old Barry J. Harmon, a priest with the Springfield Roman Catholic Diocese, has been accused of immoral activity inconsistent with the life of a priest and has taken steps toward removing himself as a member of the clergy. Harmon has been the subject of an investigation by the Springfield Diocese that he allegedly misappropriated up to $29,000 in church funds at parishes in Vandalia and Ramsey. A statement by the Springfield Diocese also said that while investigating his tenure at the parishes, pornography was discovered among his possessions. The diocese said the materials were turned over to the Vandalia Police Department, who determined that no child pornography was involved. Vandalia Police Chief Jeff Ray acknowledged Harmon was the subject of a criminal investigation after police were notified by the diocese from February 13th to March 16th, but that investigation is now considered closed. Police say the possible financial misappropriation wasn't part of the initial investigation. The Wednesday night Fall Fun Fest button numbers are 540 and 181. Today's winning numbers are 586 and 212. Those with the buttons will be awarded $25 in chamber bucks, and that can be picked up at the offices of McDowell, Kinchlow, and Jessup on Northeast 3rd Street. As Illinois continues to face an agricultural education teacher shortage, one group is tackling the issue through a grant program for beginning ag teachers. This month, four new Illinois ag teachers received the new teacher grant, including Michaela Greathouse from Grayville High School. The teachers were selected based on excellent efforts in the classroom, as well as strong short- and long-term personal and program goals. Susan Moore, director of the Illinois Agricultural Association Foundation, says the program addresses a real issue in a real-time manner. Their hope is that the funds will not only motivate a great teacher to stay in the profession, but also help them feel supported by the ag community as a whole. The Illinois Farm Bureau, through its charitable arm, the IAA Foundation, created the Illinois Agricultural Education Teacher Grant Program. The Illinois Farm Bureau provided seed money to begin the program, and the IAA Foundation will administer it, while actively seeking more funding partners to continue adding new groups of first-year teachers into the grant. All told, the program hopes to fund 32 teachers over a 12-year time frame. Illinois agricultural education teachers completing their first year in the classroom are eligible to apply for the grant. The amount of the grant payment will increase over the course of the teacher's first 5 years in the classroom, up to $10,000 total in personal income, if they remain active as an agricultural education teacher in the state of Illinois. More program information can be found online at iaafoundation.org under the What We Support tab. Kiefer Brothers Construction from Mount Carmel is on site today working on a repair to the water main break at Skillet Fork that has caused a water outage in Sims. This morning, Sims officials said they anticipate the outage to continue for a few more days. There were several water drives held yesterday in the Fairfield and Wayne City areas, and water was also accepted at the Sims Village Hall. Anyone with questions regarding donations or who would like to help in another way is asked to contact the Village Hall at 618-895-2761. A reminder, a no-burn order is also in effect for Sims residents until water is restored. The Wayne County Board is set to meet tonight at 7 p.m. No guest is expected at the meeting, nor is there any new business listed on the agenda. Board members will hear a report from Dennis Seidel for the Highway Department, and the Economic Development Committee will also give a report on the upcoming CEO program for local and area high schools. Various other county agencies will give their reports as well, and the board is also expected to discuss various personnel matters in executive session before adjourning for the night. The 50th Fall Fun Fest finally began last night with Gospel Night, and today marks the first full day of activities. After tonight's events, capped off with the Miss Fall Fun Fest pageant at 8, residents will have a quieter schedule for Friday night, with the Gruen Vocal Studio in the entertainment tent at 6:30 and two acts scheduled for the main stage. Stan Garner, FunFest committee member, gave a brief rundown on who those performers will be.
See, John Spicer and the Fightin' Side, they're actually from out of around Vandalia, Illinois, and they come very highly recommended, and like I said, they do a lot of rock and old-time rock and roll and country. Mm-hmm. They play a lot around the tri-state St. Louis area a lot, and just some really good entertainers. So we're looking forward to a really fun night on Friday night. Well, actually, the Vandells have never been here. No, not to my knowledge. I've always wanted to get them, and like I said, every time I would try to book them, they were always booked. So I thought for the 50th, this is going to be a great time to bring them. Back in the 50s, they were actually originated, I think, from a group called the Dells. They are a 50s, 60s, 70s. They do it all. They do about six or seven different clothes changes, and it's going to be a really good show.
John Spicer will perform from 6 to 8. And the Vandells will close out Friday night from 8 to 10:30. Fairfield Community High School will be hosting an open house tomorrow from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. That's just ahead of the home varsity football game against Hamilton County. Teachers will be in their respective classrooms, and administration will be on hand to talk with parents or guardians regarding any questions they may have about the school and or their student. Doors number 2 and 17 will be unlocked during this time for easy access to the building. Anyone with questions about the event is asked to contact the high school at 842-2649. Frontier Community College will be hosting a kids' painting class in conjunction with the upcoming Fairfield Paint Out on Saturday, October 6th. The class will be held in room 23 of Mason Hall from 10 a.m. until noon, and students in grades 5 and 6 are eligible to attend. Space is limited to 20 students, so parents must register their child soon. Students in the kids' painting class will learn to create a fall pumpkin or sunflower under the instruction of Janet Kent. There is no cost to attend the event, as the Fairfield Kiwanis Club has generously donated all art supplies. To register for the kids' painting class, visit eventbrite.com and search Kids Paint Out in Fairfield, Illinois. Petitions for the consolidated election to be held on April 2nd of 2019 will be available in the office of City Clerk Tina Hutchcraft beginning on Tuesday. The City Clerk office is in City Hall, and office hours are from 7 a.m. to noon and 1 to 4 p.m. One alderman from each of the city's four wards will be elected to a four-year term. Petition circulation begins on Tuesday, September 18th, and the filing period for those petitions is December 10th through the 17th. Illinois won't feel any harsh effects from Hurricane Florence. That outlook comes from agriculture meteorologist Eric Schmidt at EJS Weather in Newton.
Actually, we're going to benefit. We're going to get the good benefits from Florence, as that's going to act as to block the weather pattern, and we're going to get stuck under the high pressure system for the next several days. So we're going to actually feel the good benefits from that particular system. Yeah, basically the weather pattern, the upper level weather pattern, kind of comes to a halt and waits for the significant tropical system to eventually exit. And it'll take until it finally exits, which the most forecast models hint isn't until early next week, then the weather pattern will kind of begin to resume. So, and we're under the ridge of high pressure, and it's going to just stick with us. Looks like through at least probably next Tuesday. So we got all this rain across a lot of the state here recently, as we'll have plenty of time to dry out here over the next several days.
Schmidt says most parts of Illinois will also see temperatures climb into the 80s into the weekend through early next week. The University of Illinois says it has a system-wide record number of students enrolled for the fall semester, including an eighth straight year of record enrollment at its main campus in Champaign-Urbana. University officials announced yesterday that total enrollment at its three campuses grew 2.7% to nearly 85,600 students. The Champaign-Urbana campus saw a 3.2% boost in its student body to 49,339. The Chicago campus grew by 3.7% to 31,683 students, while the Springfield campus enrollment dropped 7.7% to 4,575. The university says the Champaign-Urbana campus has its most in-state freshmen in 10 years. The Little Wabash near Golden Gate finally started to fall today, and it checks in at 27.48 feet this morning. That's just a little bit lower than earlier today, but it still sits at over 10 feet above its 17-foot flood stage. The Little Wabash below Clay City is also on the decline, and it measured at 21.52 feet. Its flood stage is 18 feet. Skillet Fork in Wayne City dropped nearly a foot in the morning hours today, and it is now nearly 4 feet below its 15-foot flood stage, measuring at 11.12 feet. That's the news. Area deaths next.
If you're looking for a new doctor, look no further than the new SSM Health Provider Finder. Search for physicians online based on conditions and treatments, name spellings and pronunciations, and locations near you. What's more, SSM Health doctors are known for taking the time to listen and connect with you. We call this the healing power of presence. You'll find this helpful tool at ssmhealth.com/doctors.
Due to increased business, Champion Laboratories is adding several new positions. Champ's one of the largest manufacturers of oil and air filters in America, located in Albion, Illinois, and wants you to join its team. Skip the temp agency and immediately be a full-time member of Champion Laboratories. Champ has immediate openings for tool and die makers, machine setup, and general assembly positions with great benefits. Assembly positions start at $14 per hour with increases within the first year. You must be available to work any shift. Apply in person on Indeed.com or check out Facebook for more information. You can be the next champion of the extra mile.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 79. It's time to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 26,120, up 121. The NASDAQ is at 8,022, up 68. October crude oil is at $68.68, as down $1.69. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In local and area deaths, 72-year-old rural Mount Vernon, Illinois resident James O. Jim Eckleberry died at 6:38 p.m. on Monday at his home. He was an active member of Old Union Missionary Baptist Church in Mount Vernon, and he enjoyed singing with the gospel group Men of the King. Jim Eckleberry is survived by his wife, Frances Eckleberry, sons Dave Eckleberry of Woodlawn, Joe Eckleberry of Woodlawn, and Marty Eckleberry of Mount Vernon, 7 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, siblings Phyllis Vale, Risa Eckleberry, and Joe Eckleberry, all of Flora, father-in-law Delbert Thompson, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Jim Eckleberry will be held Friday, tomorrow, at 1 o'clock p.m. at Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon. Interment will follow at East Salem Cemetery in Mount Vernon. Friends may call at the funeral home today from 5 to 8 p.m. Memorial contributions in Jim's memory can be made to the Old Union Missionary Baptist Church Building Fund, and they will be received at the funeral home at any time. The Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury & Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury & Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury & Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury & Associates. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today. Mostly sunny skies and a high of 82. Clear skies tonight, a low of 62. Sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 86. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, mostly sunny skies on Saturday, a high of 85 and low of 65. Sunny skies on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 88 with a low of 65. And then sunny skies on Monday, a high of 85 with an overnight low of 65.